only time can reveal what is really true. The stories and fables of old have lost their value. Times like these, you need to adopt new ways to live. Trying to gain the upper hand despite the pain you feel. But we live in a land where it's never too late and it's always all good. Welcome to the priesthood. Good afternoon, Bach family. Young Ben Miles coming back to you with another episode. And unfortunately, this time, guys, it is on a very sad occasion. Everyone has heard the news by this point that a well-renowned basketball player, NBA legend, Kobe Bryant, passed away in what was told to us as a fatal helicopter crash in California. Currently still in disbelief, I have not wrapped my mind around that situation or any of the possible details that are swirling at this point. I do want to say, first of all, that all the media of the United States, if you deserve a pay doc, your check should be docked for all the different articles and reported speculating on what happened first, because they wanted to be first. It's bothering me. I don't know why that just triggered me for some reason, but that bothers me that all these news people that cover the media, media agencies, whatever you want to say, all these things were being spat out so quickly without them having any substantial facts to back what it had exactly happened in California. And it's like, damn, y'all gonna put people in a grave just to be first and get retweets and likes? Like, that bothered me so much. But that is unacceptable. That is unacceptable. That's why my thoughts and my views have changed on, like, just news, Fox, all them people, that all those big agencies, all my respect on them has changed, because it's just, what is the level of quality of information that you are giving us at this point? You know what I mean? Like, it's just, that bothers me. But not to get away and take away from the life that this man lived, from the outside looking in, I mean, a very high performance person, took his craft and everything that he believed and stood for to the highest level. And it really says something when a person can impact other people on this level, in this just worldwide way, bro. It's amazing. And I can only aspire to be, you know, even in the same arena of impact. It blows my mind. I was on Instagram. I haven't been on Instagram a lot these last 2 days, just trying to kind of dodge, you know, what everyone is posting, and they're sad. I don't like to just succumb to the sadness and succumb to the tragedy. The initial news, you know, definitely made me feel some type of way. Definitely put a tear in my eye. But I can't dwell. And I said this the last time, when we had a major passing, that a person that everyone really loved and respected, Nipsey Hussle, I said a very similar thing. I cannot dwell on that. I can only respect that man, respect the life that he lived in some type of way. If he impacted me in some type of way, I can only hope to carry that out in some way in my life. You feel me? And that's, I know it's hard right now to see that and feel that, but at some point we all are going to have to move on. Yes, we are. We all are going to have to move on from that. huge condolences to his family, man. It's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking. It's heart-wrenching. It's heart-wrenching. And I could not even imagine or fathom the thoughts that his close family, his wife, his other children are having regarding to that news. I can't fathom that. And I'm not going to try to. I can only empathize. I can. But even them, guys, at some point in time, they're going to have to move on and step forward and continue to go on and live their lives. Grieving has the ability to put people in the grave. There's science behind that. Well, old people used to say, you can grieve yourself to death. That is very true. That happens to people. Yes, it does. It affects the lungs. It affects, you know, the emotional centers of your body. So let's not hold on to these very devastating, sad emotions that we have. Yes, I understand it, guys. Yes, I do. Times 10. I understand it. Times 10, guys, I do. However, soak it in, accept it, but we cannot dwell on it. So I feel like, you know, in this point in time, man, in this point in time, real talk right quick. In this point in time, there are some major takeaways that we need to be digesting from the life that Kobe Bryant lived. Firstly, hard work and dedication. Basketball always, capital A, capital L, capital W, capital A, capital Y, capital S, always came first. Man, do you hear that? You got to have a driver. You have to have a purpose. You have to have motivation. You have to have some type of ambition about yourself and move on it 100%. I'm speaking to myself as well. Yes, I am. But that is point number one. Hard work, dedication. He didn't waver. Understand, guys, he lived a public life. Public. Everything he did, every move he made was on a public level. In the public eye. He was a public figure. World known. Can you imagine that? Everything you do, all your mistakes. Yes, he made mistakes too. On that type of level, but what did he do? He didn't waver. Always put ball first. Always. Always. And what did it do? Give back to him. Secondly, moving on to the next point. Family. Family. Family, guys. Family. We're losing that value as people. Be so quick to cut off and be about self-love, and that person is giving me bad energy. You know what I mean? Are we taking the time to understand what's going on around us? Let's not be selfish. Yes, we need our self-love, but let's not be selfish. He always put his family first. We always saw that. I saw a clip the other day. Probably it was 2 days ago. And Kobe Bryant, he was younger. He had the afro and he was talking to a basketball camp. Some of the players that I remember seeing in the audience. If you follow basketball, you know them. Sebastian Telfair. I want to say it was that ABDC camp. A lot of other guys in there that were in high school at the time. But Kobe was speaking to them of being that he had made it to the NBA level and transferred straight from high school to the NBA. And a really profound thing he said, you can get to this level, and I'm kind of paraphrasing, but he said, you can get to this level and you can, you know, you say you can go crazy out here. It's plenty of women, it's plenty of clubs, it's plenty of bars. But he said, find you one woman, you know what I'm saying? Love her, adore her. Have a family and take care of them. He said that's what it's about. And then he just goes on and say, well, he said, well, at least that was, that's what makes me happy at the end of the day. And on every level, he showed that. On every level, he showed that. Even after his retirement, really taking the time to be in his daughter's lives. And I also want to just give another big, ah, boy, it's tough, man. Another big, just prayer shout out, because, man, them sisters, man. For a 13-year-old girl, you know, to lose her life in that way, it didn't get to live no life, man. And I'm sitting here at 25, worrying and complaining about stupid shit, bro. Shit that don't matter. Credit score. Master's degree. How much money I got in the bank. You know what I mean? Stuff that at the end of the day, if you don't have no life, it don't matter. If you don't have your life, it don't matter. It don't. Man, that brings me to my next point. I said this on the last episode. I want to shout out everybody that listens to what I, to know what I say. I do think about what I'm saying. And I only speak on things that I lived and I have experienced. But this recalibrated me in a way that I feel like if you had any worry that day when you found out the news, it should have went away. If that man could lose his life, you know what I'm saying, in that way, anything can happen at any time. You are not invincible. You're not. You're not. Digest that pill. Swallow that. Pause. You are not invincible. You're not. You know what I mean? So it just moved me in a way. Because that lesson for me hit home another time. Because in 2015, I had a near-death experience that shook me out my boots to let me know, Brendan, get on your square. Anything can happen at any time, bro. You could be out of here, boom, just like that. Anything. So are you gonna waste the years, waste your time, waste your life? You know what I mean? Not being inspired. Not moving on things that you want to do. Not being around the people that you want to be around. Embracing the things that matter to you. That's it. Man, that's it. I keep saying the same thing. I keep saying it. But somebody hear me, though. For sure. Somebody hear me. It only matters that you did life your way. And yes, I'm going to leave y'all with this. It's a tough loss. But from the outside looking in, Kobe Bryant, man, you set a great example. You had a great life. You accomplished your dream. You've inspired others to do the same. Thank you guys for listening to that episode. I was not trying to make a sadder occasion any more sad, just trying to shed light on the takeaways that we need to carry on from his legacy, from his life, from his family, from the things that he showed us throughout his lifetime. Like and subscribe for more episodes, for more content coming to you even more consistently, even more frequently. It's on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, and pretty much everywhere that podcasts are available. Love you guys and keep pushing.